Hello, Bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with the mayor of Russell Township, Pierre LaRue. And we are talking, we're focused more on the 417 Industrial Park in today's interview. So I'll get right into it. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
To start with, what are the latest ideas about the Industrial Park? I see another map was produced recently, which I think makes six different maps. So can you tell me what the stage is it's at right now?
Yeah, so I mean, the industrial park is in evolution since its inception, I guess. I mean, there's future phases that are looked at. It's very much a living document, if you will. Obviously, I mean, this goes all the way back to before my time on council. I mean, I think it was 2008. There was a 2028 vision exercise that had like a whole bunch of public consultations and stuff. And that was actually one of the things people, what's your vision, you know, for the industrial park? A lot more business, a lot more jobs, more taxation coming in. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I believe there is a map being presented this evening, which shows some future phases. You know, the official plan of the United Counties was just approved, which gave us basically an extra 250 acres of industrial land. So that's pretty much where the park is going.
So is east of Saint-Guillaume still being considered, or is it going to be considered? Because I know that's been talked about now and then.
Oh, yeah, east of Saint-Guillaume. Oh, my God. That's even, again, before I was on council, there was the Plaza de l'Est project, right? So, yeah, those lines are part of future development for sure.
And have people there been talked to? Like, have they been consulted or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are individuals who want to develop their land. They've been doing that, you know, like Plaza de l'Est, Richard Menard, he was trying to develop it, you know, 20 years ago.
There's be unlikely to be too much opposition if you moved east?
No, I don't think there would be too much opposition.
And why did the township pay approximately twice as much for one parcel of land, which was owned by the developer, as was paid for the parcel of land owned by the farmer?
Probably a few factors. Not every piece of land is exactly the same. In this case, I believe the land by the farmer, I think, was in early 2019. The other piece of land, the developer, I think, was late 2021. So we know there's a big jump increase during the pandemic.
So it's just the time, because the land is actually pretty similar there.
Well, not quite, because one of them abuts a road, right? It's all along Burden Road. Mm-hmm. So that means the township doesn't have to invest monies to build a road. Mm. So there's obviously a savings there. So that's, you know, just because two properties are next to each other doesn't mean the value is the same.
Right. I know if you look at the impact lists, it's kind of shocking how different.
Well, and that's it, right? That's it. Impact determines the value of land. In this case, you know, it's like anything else, timing is everything. And I believe for the piece of land we had with the farmer, I think those are agreements that were dated back long ago that township would eventually buy it.
And when did the idea of building out all the way to Edie Road first come up? I'm wondering, because over the years there's been different ideas about what was going to, like, how far it was going to extend to the west. Like, I don't know that going all the way to Edie Road, because right now it's about 4 kilometers away, and it would be, well, like 0 kilometers away after that.
So I don't know exactly when. Like I say, the expansion of the park's been a natural progression ever since its inception. I mean, from phase one, phase two, phase three, it was always going westbound. I think the difference is now the amount of growth we've seen, how fast the park is expanding. I think that's what the situation we find ourselves in is, just it's expanding so fast. Like, it's just incredible. And we see the impact for that, right? Like, we see the impact when it's not expanding. For example, in, you know, we just went through budget. Because we didn't sell any land this year in the industrial park, our growth revenue was about half of what it was the year before. So it's interesting, because that is, the industrial park is playing has a significant impact on the growth of the municipality.
So you're talking about township owned land being sold for industry. You're not talking about the tax rate, like when you're talking about the growth rate.
So the revenue, like a large portion of the taxation revenue growth coming into the township is from the industrial park.
Oh, I see. So, but But you're not talking about the township selling land, or are you including that as well?
Okay. we own a considerable amount of land that we've bought over the years and we've developed. There's an advantage to township owning the area, because then we can be we can pick and choose which industries we're bringing in, right? Like the lands that go up to Edie Road, for example. If we hadn't bought those lands, any private developer could develop it, and they could put whatever, you know, as long as it's zoned trade and industry, they could pretty much, you know, they could put a wrecking yard there, and we couldn't do anything about it because it's zoned that way.
But regarding the trade and industry zoning, so that, like, where did the idea come from? Like, it's come, I mean, I know the United Counties are the ones who designate the lands, and when they're doing the official plan, I mean, they didn't come to that idea by themselves. Like, was the township advising them to include those lands?
Through the official plan, there was a growth management report, and the growth management report looked at all the lands. Obviously, we owned a lot of land abutting the industrial park, so it just make a natural progression that we would go there.
In all that time, I mean, you said it's been going on for quite a few years.
Yeah, before my time, yeah.
Right, exactly. And that's been a while. When were you on council? When were you first elected?
I was first elected in 2010.
Right.
And they were talking about servicing the industrial park before I got there.
So, but with all the money and all the studies and the $1.7 million paid for the design, how is it that landowners adjacent to the park weren't notified directly? Like, that geez, seems like it should have been part of that process.
Well, we follow, when we do public notices, we follow the provincial policy statement, and we follow the Planning Act. So that's how notifications go out. Mm-hmm. In regards to land designations through the official plan, the notices go out. And I mean, it's communication is a two-way street. Information is put out. It's up to residents as well to keep an eye out if they want to be involved in that process.
Were like the people who did the studies, so the consultants who were like, why would they not have spoken to people living around there?
So we're talking
there are
about
errors.
Land designation?
Yeah.
So land designation doesn't affect anybody in the sense that if, for example, if you own 20 acres of farmland and it gets zoned trade and industry, if you continue to farm that land, it has no impact on you whatsoever. The day you decide to sell it, that's where you're going to make your money, because now it's not evaluated at ag land, which is much, much cheaper. It's zoned per potentially trade and industry. So whoever owns land in the trade and industry zone they've essentially hit the lottery.
Like, what if you're selling farmland to a farmer who wants to farm it?
Yeah, so he can continue farming it.
No,
he pays taxes on farmland.
Okay.
You pay taxes based on the usage, right? So if you're farming the land, and even though it's zoned trade and industry, you're still farming the land, so you're paying taxation based on that use. If you decide to put up a business or a trade or an industry, then you'll be taxed for that use. Like I say, whoever owns, for example, there's a property there, they own 50 acres, but the day they decide to sell it, they'll probably get a good 4 or 5, maybe even more.
Doesn't that add development pressure, though, in an area that, like, agriculture is still the primary industry in this area?
Well, agriculture accounts for 82% of all land in the township, right? So if we want to see any kind of commercial industrial growth, chances are it's going to be in an ag area. When you have trade and industry taxation coming in, it lessens the impact on residential taxation. So without commercial industrial growth, we wouldn't be seeing a new complex we're building. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be seeing a lot of the services that we're offering. You know, when we, for example, 2024 budget, 1% tax increase only means $170,000 extra revenue. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have any growth coming in, it's possible not to have growth, but you're going to see a mass reduction in services, and you probably see a mass increase in taxation on the residential side.
I think what people are wondering who live around there, though, is the study authors, because there's the county stuff, which is the designation of lands.
They do their official plan, and the municipality, when we do our official plan next year, has to follow the guidelines of the United Counties.
But the environmental assessments that were done about bringing water to the park. And then there was a business case. I think that was the Hempson report that was the business case. Sorry if I'm wrong. There's a lot of reports. Yeah. But I think it was that one. They're the ones that characterized that some of the land is vacant.
Okay, yeah.
And some people's properties is vacant, which was very insulting to those people.
I could see that, yeah.
Yes, definitely. But it just seems curious to me that they wouldn't have actually stopped and asked people. Like, they're the ones, I think, who did the windshield review, which seems like...
The what, sorry?
Review? Windshield review, which means they drove around and didn't get out of their car and looked at things and took pictures. Like, that seems kind of... slack.
Well, I mean, there's like we do our master, for example, our water wastewater master plan. It affects the whole township, including the 417 industrial park. We don't go knock at everybody's door to say, hey, we're doing a master plan. We need to consult you. We have those public sessions and they come through council. That's the point where to engage, to keep an eye on what's going on in the township. I mean, we put public notices out. We put communications out in regards to I could understand if the report said their property was vacant. Yeah, I'd be insulted too. But I mean,
But it's just like they get paid, I don't know, tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, could they not stop and talk to someone?
So you'd want them to go talk to every individual in the park?
Well, everybody whose land abuts it would make sense.
Yeah.
Like, so instead of just taking a picture and saying it looks vacant, would you not go ask the people who live there?
I can't speak for
them.
Okay. I can't speak for them. I mean, you know, but I guess I'll come back to what's the end result?
The end result is an incorrect report.
So would the expansion of the park had changed because of a mistake from a vacant to an occupied property?
Well, it might have.
No, it wouldn't have. I would be, again, council can always make the decision that it doesn't want to grow the industrial park anymore. We can change the vision we've had, you know, since before my time, if that's council's wish.
Mm-hmm. But the vision has been constantly changing, like the whole time.
But
like,
the expansion of the park and the... increase revenues from the park. Mm-hmm. The whole point of the industrial park was created so that we would have a diversified tax base. Because right now, most of the taxation is on the residential shoulders. A healthy community, you want about 18 to 20% of your tax base to be from commercial industrial. The township we're at, when I first started, we were at 6%. I think we're maybe at 7 or 8 now. Like, we're far behind where you want to be as a healthy community for a taxation base.
That's partly because, though, there's been so much residential development, right?
Yeah.
It changes the number, the ratio a little bit when we have, I don't know how many houses have been built in the last, say, 10 years, but it's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But again, if we didn't have the industrial park, our taxes we wouldn't be the second lowest tax rate in all of Prescott-Russell. We'd probably be one of the highest, especially with the amount of residential growth coming in. We saw, because we've 1 year of not selling land in the park, and we saw a growth drop about $600,000 worth of new revenue coming in. And when I say $600,000, that's $600,000 in 1 year in perpetuity. You know, 10 years, we've lost $6 million. It just nonstop. So, visionary to the council of, I don't even know when the industrial park started. That's 40, 50 years ago.
yeah. I know. When I moved here, it was a little over 30 years ago, and it was basically the motel and the gas station, maybe 2 gas stations, and then about 2 little streets behind. And that was all that was there at the time.
And now you go and you see, you know, we have incredible business. TIFF Group, you have Kenworth, you have, Verdun Windows. You have a lot of big businesses that are coming in that are creating good paying jobs.
What's the difference between industrial tax rate and residential? Do you know offhand? Or commercial tax rate and residential?
Yeah, it's a significant amount. So if I remember well, like for $1 of residential, commercial is like 2, and industrial is even higher than that.
Okay.
So it's like, I think it's about 2.5 to 1. It is significant.
Is the money coming from the potentials, or are you sort of planning that money coming from potential sale of township-owned lands for trade and industry in that area would go towards paying for the rec center?
Well, yeah, the financial plan of the rec center is that it's essentially 50% is paid by growth. Okay. So where's our growth coming from? A good portion is on the commercial industrial side. So definitely there is some revenue from growth that's going towards the complex.
Well, we're pretty much out of time. Do you want to add anything before we sign off?
No, happy to chat anytime.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Candace Vetter. This is Local First. I've been speaking with Mayor Pierre Leroux of Russell Township about the 417 Industrial Park on CJRO, Last on the Dial, First for Local News.